Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's going on, people? You are now listening to stateradio.com, and we have a lot of people in the building today. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, people out there. It's Girl High Def in the building.
How you feeling today?
I'm all right. You know, I'm setting up my Ustream. People need to check it out. Right now, I'm be Ustreaming the whole time I'm doing the show today. That's every Wednesday.
Most definitely. Everybody check out the Ustream, spateradio.com. You know, she's there talking to you guys. So today, my people's Triple C is supposed to be calling in. We're going to see if they remember this time. Because last time I spoke to them and they was like, oh, man, we forgot. We thought the show was 2 hours and we were going to call at 6:45 and this. But we're going to see if they remember this time. But it's all good. Huh?
I said, yeah, we'll see.
So how you doing? I see that you got the clothing ads rocking and all of that with Southern clothing. What's going on with that?
It's a guy here in Austin that owns that clothing store, and he's doing it real big. He got nominated for an SCA award, and I'm a part of their little thing now. They're going to have posters with my pictures up and me in the clothing and different stuff like that. Doing it real big over here.
That's what's up. That's big, man. I like to see that. See, ladies, you got to get on your job, man. You got some serious competition there.
Yes. So shout out to Drew and Dirty South, of course.
Okay. We're supposed to have Spark Dog is supposed to be calling in today? A Texas artist, right?
Yeah, he's from Killeen, Texas.
Okay. All right, he's bubbling out there.
Yeah, he is. He's hitting the streets hard just like me. He's a hustler at heart, like some of these Austin, like some of these Texas. But, yeah, he got some people behind him. He got a lot of buzz behind him right now.
Okay. I seen a video with him online. He was in a recording session with Little Scrappy.
Yeah,
definitely. But since Triple C's is supposed to be calling in, we'll see. I'm gonna get into Torch's song, Bang Bang. You know, while we waiting.
All right.
Yeah. Ain't shit changed with me. They stand for swinging a platform like booze. Cause you ain't a fat boy. Real killer, playing savage. When you call your bank gone, disappear. Average, exactly. I should have rapped a kid. Niggas so broke, so before I got a change, I had a cop. Lord, triple top, niggas clowns on my wardrobe. Last night, cry later, let's see who got more jokes. I'm a pair, billion dollar house, stand hard. Rob me, you shooting yourself, it's very far. Your mind is a guarantee, it's very simple. Yeah. Way back
that was Bang Bang by Torch. They're supposed to be calling in Triple C's today. So what up, people? If you listening, call in, man. Don't leave me hanging again. Most definite. What happened?
So what's been going on with you? What's new?
Man, we've been working on a lot of programming. Like, we're getting a lot more into, like, television programming as far as, like, you know, like, reality shows. Not really so much reality shows, but in along that line. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of that lately. So it's yeah, definitely. We want to go like the MTV type of route, you know, as far as, you know, our channel, and we're working on getting some stuff on cable, and you know, trying to make those big moves.
Sounds like to me, I need to make a trip up to New York. I'm gonna be in your city in April.
Oh yeah, where at?
I'm supposed to be doing. This is new. Just found out the news, but Straight Sutton Magazine.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I got my shoot coming up in April, so I'm gonna be in New York. I'm gonna try to work it out, so it'll be on a Wednesday, so I can do the radio show up there with you. So,
most definitely. Most definitely. Shout out to Kay Slate. I spoke to him on Twitter yesterday. So shout out to Kay Slate and you know, Straight Sutton Magazine, man. That's one of the hottest urban magazines out there right now. So that's definitely a good look for you. A lot of people gonna see you in that.
Yeah, your girl had definitely be gracing the pages of Straight Sutton Magazine. Shout out to all my NY.
That's what's up, man. There aren't a lot of print magazines for models to get exposure anymore. So you have, like, Straight Stuntin', and you have Show Magazine. I think they're still in print. I think you got Black Men. You know, there really aren't a lot of print magazines out there anymore.
I think Core DJ, Tony Neal, is supposed to be coming out with a magazine for models. So it might be a Core Models magazine coming out soon. I'll look for that because, of course, High Def is for model.
definitely, man. So, and shout out to all the people that got that are promoting models and, you know, giving these urban models a lot of exposure. You know, they definitely need that exposure, man, so they can put some dollars in their pockets, man. So, and we love to look at them. Definitely. But, yeah, man, that's a good look, man. Shout out to K-Slay. We're going to have him on the show. We're gonna get the update about the new album and everything. Have you met K-Slay yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. You know who K-Slay is, right? He's the owner of the magazine.
I'm possibly going to meet him when I come up there for the shoot.
Oh, okay, cool. That's what's up. So, shout out to Kid Sensei. We're going to get into his song right now. He's a friend of mine. He does a lot of camera work for us and stuff like that. So I'm going to get into his. He has actually a song called Pop Bottles. We're going to get into that real quick.
Sean Cameron Productions.
Bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. When them bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. Bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. When them bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. Bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. When them bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. Bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. When them bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. Bottles start popping. Hey, girls start jacking. Girls start jacking. Girls start jacking. Bottles start popping.
Liquor straight, cause there ain't no juice left. Mix it with the rosé, mix it with the alizé. That's the girl I tag it in, patty cake. Come holla at a G, drinks cost 15 bottles, we can make it sweet, 16, yeah. I'm a fly nigga, yeah, I get money. Pulled up in the Benz, sitting on 20. They all looking funny, think a nigga care. Got a team of niggas with me that don't really care. 20 chug, chug like it's big. When I hit the scene, everything start looking like a movie. Ice camera action still casting for the goofy.
Shows. We're working on a show called The Underdogs, and what we're doing is we're trying to get, you know, five popular, you know, not too popular, not like famous popular, but five artists that are right there, you know, about to break that barrier to become really successful, and we're going to follow them in the show and, you know, go to their shows, and, you know, we're going to give, you know, each artist a little section on the show, and it's called The Underdog. So make sure everybody that's listening, make sure you stay, you know, posted on spadetv.com, and make sure you keep coming back, because we're gonna it's gonna be in HD, it's gonna be very professionally done, and you know, we're looking to get a lot of you know, attention from that. It's gonna be, you know, it's an exciting project for me, you know, definitely.
So, because it's State, you know? Come on. You got State Magazine, State Radio, State TV.
Exactly. No doubt. So, you know, we working, man. We working. We got a lot of, you know, my goal for 2010 is to put out 10 good shows, 10 good quality shows this year. So, you know, watch out for y'all people. Y'all want to be entertained. We're going to have some fun. We're going to give some people a lot of exposure.
You should plan one for April because I'm going to be there.
All right, definitely. Definitely. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Most definitely. But I know I got some new music here. Lil Wayne got this new freestyle that he's that's all over the internet and everything. I'm gonna get into that.
Yeah, baby.
With her big bro, young Weezy rap style. And you know I got her, like I got her. Girl, it's your turn, and you are the driver. And whatever you love, all you do is follow. The road signs lead you to a gold mine. How do I know? Because I just moved. Got a new crib on Gold Mine Avenue. So that's why I got this rich boy attitude. You probably see me in the caddy with some bees on that bitch. Riding down Gold Mine Avenue in the lane like I'm going, get a alley. Ooh, that was a coup. Pass your ass like this place. Cut that light down now and turn me to a dark child. My thoughts fly, my ideas are scattered. And we are young money, but age doesn't matter.
That was a little short freestyle that he has all over the internet right now.
That's what's up. Speaking of Lil Wayne, I heard that Manhattan's main criminal courthouse was had a fire yesterday, postponed his sentencing.
Yeah, I heard about that. So somebody doesn't want him to go in.
They said they were checking it out and they were doing the investigation. It didn't look suspicious, but still, it's like, that's crazy. You're supposed to get sentenced that day, and they had to evacuate. 8 people were injured, and 1,000 people had to run out. So, yeah, it was already, you know, pushed back because he had to get his diamonds removed from his teeth. He was going to jail. So,
yeah.
Now it's postponed again because the courthouse was on fire.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is, like, somebody doesn't want him to go in, or, you know, something's going on there. But also Guru, rapper Guru from back in the day, he made that song Manifest and everything. That's what really put him on the map. He actually had a heart attack, and he's in the hospital recovering, you know what I'm saying? They operated, and it was a successful surgery. So shout out to Guru, who I met Guru, like, back in the days, man. Like, man, it had to be, like, in the early 90s. And I met him in a club. He's a real cool dude. He's, you know, he's, like, one of the pioneers of hip-hop, and, you know. So shout out to Guru, man.
Shout out to Guru. A lot of people were saying he was in an RIP tweet all day yesterday, and I thought he was dead because a lot of people were saying he was not dead, people, as you just heard. Shout out to Guru.
Yeah. Nah, he's recovering. He's doing all right, man. Shout out, man. Definitely. Get well, man. We don't need to lose another legend right now, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm going to see if I got any new music. I could have sworn I had a lot of new joints, and I'm looking here, and it doesn't look like I have as many new joints as I thought I had. But I have a Mike Knox song. I haven't played this in a while. You know, I kind of like this joint. I'm gonna get into it.
Yeah,
Mike Knox, B. Siegel. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
You're not gonna believe this.
Let's get it. Wait, let's start that again.
Yeah.
Mike Knox, B. Siegel. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
You're not gonna believe this.
Let's get it.
Mike.
What up?
Let's go.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
North Philly, 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 Philly.
It don't stop.
Let it rock,
Philly,
baby.
Again, yeah, I'm straight to the club, I know I'm getting in. And I ain't Diddy, but I come with the Benjamins. Man, shorty hair long like he's Dominican. And me and my crew move around like the twins.
Twins,
they don't understand the way that we be spin. Then watch heavy chain matching with the bracelet. Haters, when they see us, they don't say shit. Yeah, we back to the base. Black amount, black rims when we racing. We buying roll by the haces. And the diamonds are real nosy. Shit. Straight up in the club, no way. They got my bottles cause I got no haste. Fresh pair of Gucci's on. Oh, ain't spinning but my fitted on. Oh, now let's go.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Now let's
go.
It don't stop.
Let it rock, baby.
It don't stop.
Let it rock, baby.
It don't stop.
Let it rock, baby.
I let it rock, rock, rock. And I move around with my block, block, block. My name in the street, my
You an independent chick, do the wop, wop, wop. I pull my money out in clubs,
by the night, night, night.
And throw it in the air,
don't stop, stop, stop.
Haters always in our
faces,
and I don't understand why they in these
places.
I'm looking at my watch like,
light.
I know I gotta leave with her tonight,
night.
I got a couple minutes,
minutes.
Ain't no rap, she know I'm getting in it,
in it.
I'm double parked and I'm right lieutenant,
in it.
Get on my bumper, cause you ain't getting in it.
Nope,
yeah.
Nope.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Oh, come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Oh, come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Oh, come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Now let's.
Yeah.
It don't stop.
Let it rock,
stop.
Baby.
It don't
yeah.
stop.
Let it rock,
stop.
Baby.
It don't
yeah.
stop.
Let it rock, baby. Mac, baby. Back in my sock, baby.
Can't stop, won't stop getting that money, baby. Brick of 20s, brick of 50s, brick of 100s, baby. Pick a pocket, it's a bet, pick a number, baby. Every year, new whips, pick a summer, baby. When I ain't come through this bitch, push me something, baby. Your little CL6, that ain't nothing, baby. Your little coupe 550, pick another Sadie's. I done cut so many corners in that quattro. Turnt pipes in that spur trunk full of nachos. Me and Mike Nacho, making shit rock, yo. Put the oils in the pot, watch it drop slow. I done rocked everything from Crocs to the ostrich. Popped everything from a coat to the chopper. Copped everything except a boat and a copter. The lord of the underground, new cheap rocker. The beat knocker, hit your chest like cheap rocker. Now keep rockin'.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
We back,
we back.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Come on,
come on.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Ow.
Let it rock, rock, rock.
Now let's.
Yeah.
It don't stop, stop, stop.
We don't know 50.
It don't stop.
I like that joint. People aren't really showing it too much love, but hey, if I like something, I show it love. My aunt. It doesn't have to get played all over the radio for me.
Hey, it don't always have to be that way.
Exactly. Exactly. We're gonna give the ladies a little bit of R&B. We always playing the hardcore stuff, so we're gonna play. What happened?
I said, shout out to the ladies.
Exactly. We're going to get into a little Omarion.
I'm so LA.
There's like 8 students and they're all like, you know, getting busy, and it's wow. I was like, college was not like that for me.
So how did it tie into their college? Like, they have on something that's representing their college or something like that, or how did it tie into that? Why weren't they just regular people just going at it?
They had FAMU stuff on the walls, and it was like how they have those there was a clock that said FAMU, and it was a rumor that it was filmed in the dorm.
Dang.
You know, yeah, I don't know if it's exactly true, but the people that were in the tape, you can see their faces, and they say that they're students. They were students at, I think they all got kicked out or something, but everybody knows their faces. They said that they are students.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was blowing up Twitter for a little while. It was crazy. Crazy. Y'all.
Hey.
What happened?
Everybody's trying to make a sex tape.
And they're always talking about, like, historically black colleges, saying that, you know, a lot of the kids be wilding and stuff like that. And, you know, this is like the second sex tape to come out. There was another one that came out, I think, a few months ago. And it was with three students on it, and they all got kicked out. I think that was somewhere in the South. I'm not exactly sure where, but yeah, man, they be wilding in school.
I see.
Yeah, poor parents. They think their kids are away getting an education, and they like filming orgies and stuff.
Maybe it's something class. You never know.
Well, shout out to the kids that actually go to school to learn and get a degree. Y'all wildin' for that tape. I'm serious. That was crazy. But anyway.
Yes.
we gonna get into some more music, man. We're gonna slow it down a bit. We're gonna get into some Birdman. You know, say he got the album out and it's
big money pop. Shining like nothing, diamonds like nothing, red lights for the team.
my life.
Yo, 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 what's good? Spate Radio, you in the building?
What's good, man? Shovel Rocker.
What's going on, man? How's everything going?
Going pretty good, sir.
That's what's up, man. So, for those that aren't familiar with your music and everything, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yo, man, I'm a dude from California, grew up in California, but, you know, always loved somewhat of the storytelling and lyricism of the East Coast. Just grew up loving the Wu, you know, Biggie. You know, I love Rascas, Far Side. So I was, you know, I guess you can call me a hip-hop head to some degree. Got older, went to college, man, and, you know, as life issues started to affect me and hit me, man, I started to seek, you know, answers for the things that was happening in my life, you know what I mean? And so, man, I started to read more, got into faith a little deeper, and started learning about, you know, Christ and his teachings. And so, at that point in my life, man, I was just like, yo, I think this is the avenue by which, you know, I want to spend the rest of my life. Now, I know to some people that's kind of like cliche and whatnot, or either they assume that a dude who, you know, loves God becomes a preacher, but you know, that was the opposite for me. I had no desire to be a preacher. I just wanted to be a man who, a regular Joe who, you know, uses skills and assets, man, just to kind of just, you know, make God known. But in the same way also just, you know, have fun in life and enjoy the gifts of hip-hop. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Hi Def. She's on the line.
We're good.
What's your name?
My name is Show.
Show. All right, Show.
Show Baraka.
So for the people who are listening right now, how can they listen to your music or get in contact with you?
Yeah, I got a MySpace page. It's MySpace/ Show Baraka. Then I got music on iTunes. I have a Twitter page, which is Lions and Liars. I have an album that's dropping March 30th. I have a new single called We Can Be More. It's a nice little appropriate love song that we dropped this month that we have on iTunes also. So, I mean, there's ways of kind of running into some music that I've done.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So tell us about the project that you're working on. Like, who do you have involved with the album, the producers, production one?
Yeah, it's small-time people, no big-time cats. I got a dude named Cheese the Kraken. He did some stuff for some pretty prominent artists out here in Atlanta. That's where I stay right now. I got partners that I run with who, you know, work with some other pretty prominent folks. But I got my boys, like, man, a dude named Jam. I got a homeboy, Lecrae. Got my man, Trip, dude, Tadashi. A bunch of cats who would probably be or who are new to the scene, you know. We're just some regular dudes who are trying to make a, you know, saying make a dent in the music industry, you know what I'm saying, with some music that's not, that's somewhat different from what you hear, I guess you can say.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. Yo, you on the line of Spade Radio. Who this? 202, what's up?
It's Torch. What's up?
Yo, Torch, what's the deal, man? What's going on?
What's the word, my brother? You're no, we working over here.
Yeah, I haven't spoke to you in a minute, man.
Yeah, man. We got to make the minutes more closer in between, my brother. You know, but a lot of things been going on since the last time we spoke, man.
Yeah, I know. We got Hi Def, my co-host, on the line, and we have a artist called Show Baraka. He's on the line too. So say what's up to them real quick.
What's poppin', show? What's poppin', baby? You already know how it's going down, man.
That was good.
So good, my brother. You know how it is, man. One day at a time, man.
So yo, Torch, tell the people what you're working on right now. What Triple C's is up to?
Well, right now we working on that Ross album, Teflon. That should be in stores this summer. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little sooner than that. And, of course, we working on that Color Cut Clarity. That's that Triple C follow-up. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm working on my joint. You know what I'm saying? It's title, but I don't want to put it out there because niggas be biting, son.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So, yo, have you got any questions for Mr. Torch here?
Yeah. I know one of the things that you were talking about is you started Buzz locally with a host of mixtapes. How was your promotion? How did you promote, and how did this piece respond to all your mixtapes?
Well, you know, it's similar to hustling on the corner. You know what I'm saying? You start with that little A-ball and pump yourself up. You know what I'm saying? You can't depend on nobody to do that for you. So, you know what I'm saying? Even if you got a team behind you, your team is going to work as strong as they see the leader working. You know what I mean? So if they see you hand-in-hand with that work, they going to go even harder because they like, he out here grinding with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Straight up, if they sit back and see you on some old boss shit before it's time, then they going to be like, nigga, I don't work for you. That's just a nigga nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, what do you feel like the future of hip-hop is? Like, what direction you think the industry is going in right now? Because I know you're kind of like an insider.
I mean, I think the industry is going in, you know what I'm saying, in self-preservation mode. You know what I mean? Where it's like more or less, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, there's going to be a lot more independence going on rather than going towards the majors because shit is getting bootlegged too much regardless of who puts it out. Whether it's you or the majors, it's going to be all over the internet regardless. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well get as much of that money as you possibly can.
Yeah, okay. All right, most definitely. Yo, Show, what do you think? How do you feel the future of music is going right now?
Yeah, man, I would have to agree. I think because of the internet and because of, you know, the broad marketing of, you know, it's very easy for music to leak out there. But I would also say that to some degree that's an advantage for, you know, small independent artists and label because now, you know, fans have a better opportunity to get in contact with cats who may have in the past may not even had an outlet because they weren't on a major. They weren't on, you know what I'm saying, some sort of label that had the millions or had the hundreds of thousands to pump out money for marketing and all that stuff. So now you can do little small campaigns like Obama. You do grassroots movements where you hit the ground. Like my man said, you're on the corner, you're hustling, whether you're selling CDs out of Trump, you hit, you know, MySpace, you hitting different websites like, yo, here's this artist, you know, listen to what I got to say. And I think it's an advantage to some point, but, you know, also it waters down the market because, like he said, you know, it's easy to download and steal music and pirate music. And so it hurts, but I think that it's opened the door for more people to show artistic expression, I think.
Okay.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? I agree with him 150,000%. You know what I mean? It definitely is an advantage to the you know what I'm saying, the less known. But, you know what I'm saying, we got to be honest with each other and be honest with the world in general by saying, like, we came in this game to make money.
Yeah.
So even though it helps the lesser known, regardless of who's putting the work out, if ain't nobody buying it, you're doing it for nothing. Ain't nobody really doing this for notoriety anymore. We got to the point where we got deals and got stuff situated so you could provide for your family. But it's best to just go the independent route so you could provide for your family more rather than having to break bread with 17 middlemen before you get to the money.
That's real.
Yeah, that's what's up. So Torch, how do you feel about the way that the world has embraced Triple C's and the whole movement, the Rick Ross movement? How do you feel that they've embraced your music, specifically Triple C's and your music?
I've never been one to hold punches up. You know what I'm saying? I come straight at niggas. So
yeah,
what I'm gonna say about
you go
they embraced the
They embrace the shit out of Ross. I feel that, but I don't feel like they embrace Triple C's like they fucking supposed to. I ain't gonna lie to you. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I put in work. It's a lot of shit out here that I don't even fuck. I don't like half this shit out here. I ain't gonna lie to you. And in my opinion, I'm better than a lot of these niggas. And I just don't feel like I got put on the right platform to display that ability. You know what I'm saying? I done wrote for too many niggas for niggas to treat me like I'm some background nigga. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, I don't feel like they embrace Triple C like they supposed to. Of course, there's a raw Triple C audience that know what we about and know what's up. But you know what I'm saying? It should have been way more people picked that up in the first week than display, because everywhere I go, niggas tell me I got it. So it's either it was a whole lot of bootlegging going on or niggas just lying, B. I don't know. Either way, I don't feel that shit.
Okay. All right, so what are you gonna do as an artist and the other artists in Triple C's to kind of change people's minds and to make them actually embrace you?
I mean, it's not even the per se about them embracing us, because ain't nobody not embrace us. It's really not no records being sold. It's not records is not like being sold like it used to. We sold as much in the first week as artists that didn't put 3-4 albums out that didn't went gold and platinum before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Ghostface
yeah.
Killer sold 19. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not about embracing right now. It's just about the state of the music business in general.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? We just got to grind it out and work through it and all that. And, you know, like I said, put out independent stuff. Right now, there's artists getting checks for mixtapes, putting mixtapes in the stores. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you just got to find alternative routes to get all the money you can out of this shit, because ain't nothing guaranteed in it no more. You can say the hottest nigga had the hottest buzz, put out 50 singles, and you gonna sell 4-5 the first week, and then, you know, you sell 67. The Gucci man.
Yeah.
Hottest nigga in the game, but shit happens like that.
Yeah.
Like right now, Wayne went from selling 1 million the first week, and he sold 100 and something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So what
like
about
that just tells you the state of the music business. Hold on right quick.
No problem. So, your show, how have the people, as the DJs and stuff, how have they been embracing your music out there in L.A.?
Yeah.
Hello?
Man.
I'm right here. Hello?
Yeah. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
As much as you may be hard to believe, I think we have a nice little fan base, a small contingency in it. And honestly, you know, I think the way that was built is because of touring. You know what I'm saying? When you look at most successful rock bands and how they start off because of college tour, and they build fan base and the word gets spread around. I think there's a time, man, where we can't really depend on, you know, mass media to sell records for artists and labels. I mean, you have to work, you have to grind, and you know, people who know our music, they like our message, they like what we're communicating. You know what I'm saying? You know, mostly it's Christian markets, but, you know, what we're trying to do is make more influences outside of Christian markets. You know what I'm saying? And I think DJs are accepting that and picking that up because the music is good. I mean, the only thing you're going to have to debate with us is that whether or not the music is good, because whether or not you don't like the content. And because we, you know, our music is good, and because we're doing good shows and we're traveling and we're grinding, you can say, you know what, I mean, ultimately I can't get down with you because of what you're talking about, because I don't want to hear the Jesus or the positive stuff. I don't want to hear how you want to heal the world and feed Haiti and do all this other stuff. And, you know, if that's their portion of what they want to hear, then it's like, you know, okay. But there's a nice contingency of people who want to hear that. And so far we've been able to live off it, not wealthy, but, you know, we're able to provide for the family and help people as we go along.
Okay. All right. So, Shorts, how did you back to what I was saying, like, how do you feel the DJs embrace your music? I was thinking more from a DJ point of view.
Oh, the DJs. I mean, the DJs, they embrace it, especially the mixtape DJs, you know what I'm saying? But it's like Triple C, it's like a gift and a curse, because the music that, it's similar to like how LOX came up, you know what I'm saying? We don't really make the cookie cut stuff for the radio like you would assume, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard for, like, the DJs on the radio to, like, straight go in and run Triple C. Like, the next album coming up is going to be a couple more radio-friendly records. But this album was more like, it was if you ask me, like, and the feedback that I'm getting from the streets, it's kind of like everybody felt like it was really too hard for the mass public as far as the radio to really grasp onto it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like a tape in the stores almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what I'm saying, this album's going to be definitely more polished. You're going to see a huge growth in Triple C.I.I. That's the best I could say.
Okay.
But as far as, like, the mixtape DJs, everybody on the mixtape level, they grasp to it. We all over the mixtape, but that ain't what, you know what I'm saying, that ain't what this is about. This is about to be, we want to be on the TV. We want to be the same places where you see the Jay-Z's and the Puffy's and all them at.
Okay. Okay. So I got a question. There was that Waka Flocka statement about him not needing lyrics. You know, this is a question I'm gonna throw out to both of you guys. What do you think about that statement he made that you don't need lyrics in order to get money?
I mean, as far as Waka Flocka go, I mean, can you argue with him? You can't really argue with him because he didn't need lyrics to get where he at. That's him. Like, I'm from New York City. New York City is lyrics. You know what I'm saying? You have to have substance and content in your music to vibe in New York City. You're not going to really feel it like that. But New York then kind of lost its identity to a certain extent. You go to New York and you listen to the radio, you think you in Texas or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like with Waka Flocka making a statement like that, I can't hate on him or take nothing away from his statement because he got one of the hottest records in the country right now. Who am I to talk about him?
Wow. How you feel about that show?
Yeah, man, I mean, unfortunately for, you know, like my man Torch said, I mean, he comes from a culture where lyricism and cats focused on communicating something and not just communicating, but communicating it cleverly where, you know, people will say, "Ooh, snap," like rewind the button, like did you hear what my man said? And I think that's a lost art right now in hip hop. But I think in general, man, if there's certain things that people want to hear and there's certain things that people don't want to hear, and if you appeal to what people want to hear in a particular way, then I guess that's what they'll grasp to. But I think that true artists, they make the music that they like, and they don't bend because of pressure. And they just make music that they feel that they enjoy, that they love, and they say, you know what, forget what everybody else says. I may not sell the mail, you know what I mean, but at least I'm gonna have my dignity about me when I get done producing this record.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, so, yo, Torres, do you think radio play is still as important as it was 5 years ago?
Well, yeah, hell yeah, radio play is important as it was 5 years ago. It's more important now.
Okay. Even with the internet and all the blogs and everything?
It doesn't matter about the internet and the blogs because the internet and the blogs ain't the people that book the shows.
Okay.
The promoters are the ones that book the shows. The fans are the ones that request the music to the promoters to want to know who we want to bring to their city.
Okay.
And that's all off of radio play, not off the internet. You could be hot as hell on the internet, but if it don't translate to the radio where you, in your town where, like, some people don't even be knowing how half these artists look sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But they come into their city – and they perform, and when they get on the mic in that beat drop, they look up like, oh, shit, that's him? Okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's all off of the radio. So, you know what I'm saying? The radio is more important than it is now, and that's the reason why it's the ultimate goal. Like, you got to polish your music up, even if you don't want to sometimes. You have to, like, you have to get on that mainstream. If you don't get in that mainstream, you're just going to be the nicest in your hood forever.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I saw an interesting video on YouTube with Young Buck, and he was in some small town, and he was getting paid, I think, $2,000 for a show. And do you guys do, like, small towns and get those, like $1,000 and $2,000 shows? Do you guys do that?
I mean, I ain't gonna say I ain't never do that, but you know what I'm saying? I told myself a long time ago, if I don't value myself, nobody else is. So I be passing up that type of shit. I ain't going to say my homeboys do, but as far as Torch go, I got a lot of value. They say I'm conceited. I just say I'm confident. I ain't really with all that shit. I was cool before rap, and I'm going to be cool after rap.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. So what else you got going on? Are you doing any acting, Torch, right now? Any movies or anything like that?
I mean, you know, we got a few on the table, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually in the process of writing a movie, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I, like I said, I do a lot of writing. I've been doing writing for a long time, and you know what I'm saying? It's two movies, but once again, I don't want to throw the title out there because niggas be biting, you know what I'm saying? But it's coming real soon. Just know right now I'm on my real Tyler Perry shit. Just know.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. So where's our Gunplay?
Gunplay ain't with me right now. We about to go meet up in the studio right now in a few minutes.
Okay. Y'all working on some joints?
We don't stop working. You know what I'm saying? Standing next to Rick Ross is like if you do a quarter of what he do, you outworking everybody still.
Shout out to Ross,
that boy,
man.
That boy work ethic is like second to none. I ain't gonna lie to you. That nigga there, he make you, even if you a lazy nigga, he make you feel bad if you don't do some shit.
Wow. Like, how many
you
songs do you guys...
You ain't...
How many songs
I mean,
do you guys do in a day?
I mean, since it's three of us, we try to get six out. We try to do two apiece. Because it's only, if you think about it, it's only like six verses. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the songs nowadays is formatted differently where it'd be like from 12 to 16. So that's really not a lot of bars.
Okay.
So it's like we try to get that in. But it all boils down to the production because, once again, I value myself. So I don't just jump on anything.
Okay. Well, we got another call. It's crazy today. Hold on one second. Hello? You on the line of Spain Radio. What's good?
Yo, it's Spark Dowd, man. Texas.
Who's this?
Spark Dowd.
Yo, what's going on? You on the line with Torch, Show, Baraka, and High Def.
Okay, what it do? Yeah, High Def had me call in for the interview and everything. Shit, shout out to everybody that's online right now, though.
Believe that.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy, man.
I
want to ask Torch, how can you contact you and get music or anything like that? Do you have an email?
I'm sorry, baby. Your shit broke up. I ain't even hear you.
I said, do you have an email you want to drop to or submit music or...
Oh, yeah. You can send that to CEOTORCH, the number 3@gmail. I'm always looking for fire production, but I tell niggas in a heartbeat, you got one chance to make a first impression. I ain't listening to your shit no more.
Wow. Yo, we running out of time. So, tell the people where they can find you and everything.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I got Twitter. I don't really do it, though, but I'm strapped, so you can follow me anytime you want, @TorchCCC, or, you know what I'm saying, you can check my website, torchisny.com. That's TORCHISNY.com. As everybody know, I'm not just a, you know what I'm saying, I told myself I'm going to be a company when I came in this game, so I got the model shit on Smash. Look out for AmazingModels.com. I done cast it for 20 videos in Miami already, so just look out for me. I'm doing big things, B.
Most definitely. Yo, and I appreciate you calling in again, dog.
Appreciate you having me, my brother.
All right, so I holla.
Believe that.
Yo, Show, tell them where they can find you.
Yep, I'm on a Twitter jump off. You got Lions and Liars is the Twitter piece, and then I got my record label website, which is reachrecords.com, and I mean that's primarily where you got me. And I got a new album dropping March 30th called Lions and Liars. Google Show Baraka, see what you can get. You know what I mean? Hopefully you like it.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in, man.
Thank y'all, man.
Yo, good luck with everything and the music and everything, man. No doubt.
No doubt. All right, yep. Great to be.
All right, Spark Dog, man. So for the people that don't know your music, tell them a little bit about you.
Some might be familiar with the group I'm a part of as well. Like outside of my solo endeavors, I'm in a group called Green City. And Scarface, you know, legendary Scarface from Houston, actually signed our group like 2 years ago to a one-album group deal. So right now, you know, I'm just taking that momentum and catapulting my solo career. So it's pretty much where we are right now with it.
Okay, that's what's up. What project are you working on now, like mixtape or album-wise?
Yeah, I'm actually working on part two to my mixtape series. I put out a mixtape like around December 15th called At Spark Dog Music, you know, which is sort of like a play off my Twitter name, you know, At Spark Dog Music. So I'm actually working on part two. You know, part one was actually subtitled, you know, At Spark Dog Music, Follow the Future of Texas Rap. This one's called At Spark Dog Music, part two, Retweet, you know what I'm saying? So we just playing off the whole little Twitter thing with it. And you know, it's going to be crazy. I mean, the first mixtape, I had real features, you know, from Wayne, Gutter Gutter from Young Money, Short Dog from Young Money, Crooked Eye, Joel Ortiz from Slaughterhouse, Lil Flip, you know, Paul Wall, Tum Tum, you know, heavy hitters down here in my state. So, you know, the project was really crazy. So, you know, just looking to do it, you know, twice as big on the next one. So I'm going to get ready to wrap this one up real soon.
That's what's up, man. Yo, those are some big names you got right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like down here in Texas, like, you know, everybody pretty much look at me as like that next dude. Like, I really been putting it down as far as underground. So, like, right now, I feel like one of the hottest free agents in the state. So, you know, I'm fresh off a group deal. So, I'm really just looking to solidify, like, a solo deal now. So, you know, that's the move right now, man.
Okay. Are you talking to any labels right now as far as that?
Yeah. But, you know, until, you know, I really hate to, like, speak on stuff like that because a lot of times when, you know, you might get some interest from a label. You speak on it too soon. Like, you know, the business don't be right and don't nothing really materialize from it. So, you know, I'll just be saying, you know, you'll know what label I'm on when my John Hancock is on the dotted line, and I'm going to just keep it playing like that. You feel me?
Okay. That's what's up. What part of Texas? You from Texas?
Yeah, I'm actually from Killeen, Texas, man, like right in the middle of the state. You know, we got Houston right below us. We got Dallas right above us. Like the closest, like major city. You know, I definitely tell you, you know, it'll be Austin. You know what I'm saying? It's about 45 minutes, you know, south of where I'm from. So, yeah, Killeen, Texas, man, right in the middle of the state.
Okay, yeah, so what is – I'm sorry, go ahead.
He has a buzz. I mean, it's hot right now.
There's a mean echo. There's a mean echo coming from your phone, man.
Maybe it's my
U-string. Yeah. I hear a crazy echo. Yeah, so what's the music scene like in Texas? I haven't been to Texas yet. I'm gonna come, but I haven't been there yet. You know, is there a lot of
Yeah, it's crazy out here. You know, like down here in Texas, we have like the biggest music fest of the year every year. It's called South by Southwest, and it takes place like every year in Austin, Texas. You know what I mean? They have like artists from all over the world, all over the country come perform, you know, for this one weekend event. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be real, real crazy. I'll definitely be performing this year at South by Southwest. As far as the music, I'm pretty sure y'all are familiar with like the Screwed Up Sound from Houston. And, you know, a lot of times y'all, like right now especially, y'all are hearing a lot of the boogie and the dance movement, you know, from Dallas. So really, you know, us being from Killeen, we really just, you know, we absorb everything, you know, that's in our surroundings and mix it up with a little bit of our own style. And then you have, like, the Central Texas sound. So actually, my mixtape, the first one I did, it was put out by HotNewHipHop.com, which is a real, real big site. And you can find it on there to get an idea of what's going on. But if you really just need a direct link, you can go to my own link, which is sparkdog.com. You know, we spell dog, D-A-W-G, / mixtape. And it'll take you right where you can download my latest mixtape, which is part one of the At Spark Dog Music mixtape series. I had a lot of big names, you know, come through for the tape. It was hosted by DJ Scream, DJ Ill Will, and DJ Rockstar, which are like three of the biggest, you know, mixtape DJs right now. Everybody knows DJ Scream. And as far as Ill Will and Rockstar, you know, they do all the new major mixtapes coming out for like Lil Wayne and Young Money and all the new Soulja Boy mixtapes and all that. And I actually had a mix by a close friend of mine out of Austin named DJ Grip. So, you know, the mixtape is crazy. Like I said, y'all can get it at sparkdog.com/mixtape. It's 22 original records on there. You know what I mean? Like all 100% original production. So it's really like I gave y'all an album for free with a total of 27 big name features on there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's really crazy, but y'all got to look out for it. It's stupid. And I'm going to do it even bigger for part two for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Those features that you got on there, I know that's going to be crazy. I know I'm going to get a copy of that.
Yeah, most definitely. You got to, man. You got to know.
Of course. I'll bring you a copy when I come up there in April.
That's what's up. But we're running out of time, man. But tell the people where they can, you know, hit you on Twitter and all your social networks and everything.
Yeah, most definitely. As far as the MySpace is concerned, you can just go to sparkdollar.com. I actually have my MySpace player on my own website and a link, you know, to go from there to my actual MySpace page. But I'm going to be honest, man, since I discovered Twitter, I kind of neglected MySpace for a while, but I stay on that Twitter like 24/7. My Twitter is sparkdogmusic, S-P-A-R-K-D-A-W-G, music, you know, all one word. And, yeah, I mean, I'm on there 24/7 letting you know where I'm at. You feel me? Like, my motto I live by is my life, your entertainment. So make sure you follow me if you want to be entertained. And, you know, my life's like a movie right now, man. It's crazy.
Most definitely, man. It sounds like you got a lot of big things going on. Hi, Def, you want to close? Do you want to give a shout-out or something?
I want to give a shout-out to Spark Dog. Thanks for calling in. Shout-out to Torch and shout-out to Show for calling in today. We had a crazy show today, and thanks for calling in.
Definitely, man. I'm waiting to get some songs from Spark Dog, too, so we can blast it off on the show.
Yeah, I actually just sent, like, about 3 records to the email address HotDev sent me, so y'all got some stuff on deck for show, for sure.
All right, cool. So the next show, we're going to have some new stuff to rock out with. But definitely, thank we appreciate you calling in, man. And good, you know, I know, you know, big things are going to happen for you. And good luck with everything.
Appreciate that love, homie.
No problem, man. And make sure y'all keep checking out spateradio.com. We about to get out of here. So peace. And... you know, keep checking us out.
All right, no doubt. Y'all hold it down.
Later.
Later.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.